Northampton care worker, it's a case of work, until you can't. Karen Smith. I work in a home with vulnerable adults, many of whom fall into the category of being at a high risk of coronavirus. The company has instructed us to only allow service users out to any kind of gatherings for essential purposes. This is already proven very difficult, with some on the autistic spectrum not being able to understand why their routine has changed. Staff are under a lot of pressure, not only to constantly clean, but to keep service users distracted all day, every day, for an indeterminate length of time. Most of the staff team make pennies above the minimum wage, many have school-aged children, and some are in the high-risk category themselves. There is no additional incentive for staff at this time, it's a case of work until you can't. Some are already self-isolating under Johnson's instructions. As support workers, we understand that it is a duty to continue supporting our clients the best we can. And it will be our chance to show Boris and his ilk just how low-skilled we are. Working in the care sector is incredibly stressful and requires multiple skills. Daily we provide personal care, cook meals, clean, take phone calls, arrange appointments and meetings, test fire alarms and equipment, take extensive notes, fill out forms, track, monitor, and, of course, deal with challenging behavior. Challenging behavior can be shouting and screaming, inappropriate touching or physical assault. Some of my shifts are 14 hours and rarely will I get a 10-minute break away from service users. However bad working conditions are, unionization is a struggle. It is unsurprising every place I have worked since 2012 has had a high staff turnaround. But, committed and talented staff burn out fastest and move on to better paid pastures, like their local supermarket. But the coronavirus crisis could lead to a growing number of support workers standing shoulder to shoulder, unionizing to demand better pay, better conditions, and more respect for what is one of the most unappreciated roles in society. The problem is clear, local authorities are paying huge care packages to private companies to meet the growing needs of the country. These companies are profiting directly from privatization at the expense of care staff and vulnerable adults. Risk. Many companies will take on very difficult clients because of the higher income, irrespective of the suitability of the placement, and without increasing staffing levels. This not only puts staff at increased risk of injury, but also other service users who are in care primarily to be kept safe. I worked in a home where the one male service user assaulted three of the women in the home. It was not until the third woman was hospitalized that he was moved. In my area, some of these companies have failed to meet the needs of the people in their care. Olympus Care Services was recently taken back into public ownership for this reason. Adult social care is a need that impacts most people in their lifetime. Capitalism is woefully inadequate for dealing with the demands of the sector. Only a democratically owned and run public health and social care sector can provide for our communities. With full funding, better training and staff paid at decent living wages, social care can be transformed. Not just for the betterment of the staff and service users, but society as a whole.